Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I just thank you so much for being here. We actually today, because we received a lot of emails and inquiries about the behind the scenes of what we do here at Good Deeds, you know, me as a platform builder, et cetera, things that we do. And so I thought about me and the team is doing an open forum so people can ask questions about their ministry, about their business, about just their purpose in life. And so that's what we're going to actually do this session. But let me tell you, what we do specifically at Good Deeds Radio and Television is we help you share your message with the world. We actually help you to shine, you know, shine your light to the world. And, you know, of course, that means you need to walk out your passions, your dreams, your destiny, the things that you do in life. Actually, I am Minister Dr. Renee Sunday. God has entrusted me with a lot of things to do, and I don't take it for granted. First of all, I always give honor to him when I do things. I do everything. Amen. Let me just put that in the right perspective. But also my team that God has entrusted me, they make me look good, you know, from the makeup artists through the people that actually, you know, that I tag on the social media platforms, they're people that believe in me, my family, you know, friends and people that God will actually send in my life. So I don't take it for granted. So what we're going to do, we had some questions come in, and I actually made a little presentation. And we're going to go over these as many as we can because, you know, time goes by so quickly here. And but let me just say this. If you want to be a guest on the show, any of the things that we do, go to our website, www.reneesunday.com. You will find information in regards to our new book release that's coming up very soon. And also the Sunday Soul Service that we do every Tuesday where people share their message, you know, meaning the good news of God. They share that. So it's not just ministers, not just apostles, but just men and women that love God and they want to actually help others. It's not in a selfish way. They just want to help others to actually so they can actually walk out their destiny in life. So what we're going to talk about today, I think I have about 10, and I think I've narrowed it down to the 10 top tools that, this is just in my opinion, that every business owner, and we can even say every business owner, every author, coach, media personality, we all actually, anyone that's actually walking in their destiny, I mean, we can actually go secular versus non-secular. You will see these things, these particular tools, these particular applications they actually use in their business. Because the thing is, you actually want something that can be scalable. The people that's listening, you probably heard that a lot in regards to talking about online marketing and also any multi-level marketing group. You know, the key is they have an idea, and the key is when you bring people in, you want it to be scalable, meaning that when you have a product that's one price, when you see that's a good product, you actually want to, you know, make more of that product, and then you may want to actually increase the price because the demand is there. Prime example is, I can't remember the name of it, but you know those, you know, skateboarding when I was coming up was very popular, and now you see kids back on the skateboard. Also, I can't think of that little new ride that kids can actually, the hover-round, I think, hover-round or hoverboard or something, I think. You know, that was in great demand, so the person that made that, they actually scaled that after the first one was, let's say, $5, and the next one was, what, $30, $40. But unfortunately, you know, when something happens with a product, you got to, let me just tell the business owners, you know, everybody, any product that you put out there, you need to be able to stand behind it in regards to customer service, which is should be excellent customer service, not just, right, you know, any kind of customer service, and you, if there's something happens with your products, you got to have your liability insurance to cover that. And that's when you have events, that's when you actually have people actually come on your platform. You actually got to, they need to know what your mission and purpose is, and you got to make sure that they actually are aligned with that because guess what? They're representing you. And, you know, that we can go into a whole conversation about that. But you actually need to have legal documentation backing up the things that you do in your business. So what we're going to talk about, I'm going to jump right on in. I got them in different categories here. Let me make sure I got my notes here because I want to stay correct on it. So these are 10 tools, that we need to, you know, build a brand. I mean, because all of us want to build our brand, and we know that our brand is ourselves. So if you think about anything, let's say, for example, Oprah Winfrey does, people like and trust Oprah Winfrey when she did her talk show, and then now with her network and pretty much any event or any product that she brings out or brings somebody that she endorsed, people really stand behind that if you got an endorsement by Oprah Winfrey. You can say Steve Harvey, for example, as well. You can, so many other people we can pull out, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, you know, for example. So the and then you want to have visibility. So we're going to actually talk about that. So the first thing I want to talk about, a lot of people ask me how, for example, the other week I was put a post up. Actually, one of the nurses actually came in the office and just snapped it. And I was actually talking while she snapped the picture, but that ended up being a very powerful picture. And I think my social media followers know that when I say Dr. Renee Sunday, that's the anesthesia that I do, the anesthesiologist. Some people think it's in regards to my ministry, in regards to me being a minister, but actually that's why I have minister Dr. Renee Sunday, because the doctorate is a medical degree, not in theology, which that will be coming, you know, pretty soon as well. So we'll have to see. I guess you will see how that goes in regards to branding when that takes place. But the first two, now have your paper now, have your paper and pencil. People will always want to know, how did I post that picture, number one, and then also I was actually doing anesthesia, and then they noticed that a whole lot of other posts came, and the same thing happened today. I actually use a tool called Hootsuite, and I'll spell it HOOTSUITE.com. Now, it actually has a free version. I mean, but let's keep in mind, you get what you pay for in a way, you know, always. The free version actually gives you up to three social media platforms that you actually can promote your brand, that you can generate quality leads, and you can increase traffic to your website. I love it. I mean, that's what that's what I do on Sunday evenings when I'm relaxing. I schedule my post pretty much for the whole week. I do that all except the scripture, because I want God to tell me what scripture I need to post. You know, I don't want that to be automatic. So some things on my social media is not automatic, but certain things they are. Some of the motivational quotes, some of the posting of the radio and TV show, for example. Now with the launching of the book, some of those will be posting will be automatic. Now, the thing is, we're still engaging with the audience. Let me put a quotation mark. Even though you're using these automated systems to post on social media, the key is when they get on there, try your best within an hour of the post, or 30 minutes really is the optimum, you know, within 20 to 30 minutes of the post. You need to be on social media, make sure you're liking your own post, and make sure you're commenting on your own post. I'm very fortunate that I have friends that believe in me, that they actually use a like, they use a share, or they even make a comment on the post. Now, let me go on the side a minute. The best thing that most people need to really do is one or two things. They need to make a comment, because that actually brings it back up in the feed. And then the most powerful is when they share. Now, Facebook specifically is changing, so it may end up very soon here that they a comment and a share may have the same weight. And when I say weight, meaning that it goes back up in the feed more often. But it's very powerful for you to comment on your own post and like your own post. That's very important. So Hootsuite also has a pro version, and meaning professional or, you know, whatever, the pro. And that's a fee. It's usually a yearly fee. And what that allows you to do, of course, to do more social media network, meaning, you know, all the way to LinkedIn. You can put, now they have a new version that you can actually put your YouTube, you can schedule your YouTube videos. So it's very powerful. You also can like a tweet from their dashboard. You don't have to actually go to Twitter to actually get to retweet something or make a comment or tweet somebody else's post. So, you know, I think that's very good. Now, the powerful thing used to be when I first started with Hootsuite, they allowed you to post in all groups. You know, Facebook changed that. Don't quote me on the time, but I think it's been at least a year now that Facebook only allow you to post automatic posts. Let me put a quotation around that. Automatic posts, meaning through Buffer, through Hootsuite, et cetera. You're the administrator of the group. If you're the administrator of the Facebook group, you can actually schedule automated. But it used to be when I first got, I used to be able to post up to 30 to, I think it got up to 50 one time with the pro version groups at one time. But you can't do that now unless you're the administrator, meaning the one created the group or you are administrator of the group. And you can actually, you know, work on that, you know, as long as your stuff is great quality. One of the administrators of the group may allow you to do that. But you can actually schedule a post. Sometimes you can schedule it right now, meaning as soon as you write it in Hootsuite, boom, it can actually be scheduled. You can actually, they can actually, you can hit a button and it actually can, they know when the people are responding to your post. So guess what? They actually know how to automate when you will get the best engagement of the post. Isn't that amazing? So you can actually get that from there. You can actually, in regards, let's step back a minute and go back to Facebook. Facebook specifically, you can schedule posts, but it'll only be, let's say for instance, when you schedule it, it'll be your business page. They hadn't got to the point yet that they're going to let you post automatically per se, I'm saying question mark, to your Facebook personal account. When I do it, it's actually through Hootsuite, you know. It's not really, and also Post Planner. If you write that down and research Post Planner, Post Planner has a free version, but in order for you to brand it for your business or ministry, it's actually a paid version. And they actually have a great breakdown of the posts that actually have had the most engagement, actually posts that actually have had the most shares within the first 24 hours of it being posted. So, you know, the most important thing is it's okay to share other people's information. I know some people, that's all they do. They just, you know, post other people's information. And that's good because they bring in great quality to the people that's in their circle. So I know I spent a long time on that, but you know we love Facebook. We love our social media. And so that's very important. What saves a lot of time for me and my team, especially with the other things that I'm doing, I can still post majority of my posts that I won't do, you know. And like I said before, usually not the scripture. I usually figure out what scripture to post in the morning, and then I put it in Hootsuite. So it's not pre-scheduled, but it actually, I do use the Hootsuite to do that send now option, meaning to actually post it right now. Now, a lot of people, you know, Facebook, we love images. I mean, people love images. They love videos, of course, but, you know, of course they like great pictures. They like great images. They you know, that's just engagement is higher. You know, of course, words are great. If you put the words on a nice flyer, it's even better. And then if you put all three together, it's just really amazing in regards to now of how the world is in regards to seeing people. They want to see your face. They want you to get from behind the what I'm trying to say, the keyboard. That's what I'm, or your computer. So two tools to write down is, one is PicMonkey, it's free. Canva, which is canva.com, it's free. But some of the pictures that, if you want to use some high-definition pictures that they have, they do charge you $1 for that. I mean, $1. I mean, you can use PayPal or you can use your credit card for that. I use, if anyone have, when I do post the scriptures, it's usually have the same background. So what I do is I go over to Canva, and that's how I end up having my scriptures looking the same every day. And, you know, I put them midline, center them every day. I get the scripture, I copy it, and paste it in there. So that's part of my branding. All of my posts with scriptures are the same. Now, PicMonkey, I hadn't used a lot, but it's actually becoming more user-friendly than it used to, in my opinion, than it used to be. But actually, they function a little different. I mean, you can, Canva does allow you to directly post on the social media. Canva has so many things. You can even do a book cover. You can do a flyer. You can do a brochure. You can do, oh, God, Twitter banners. You can do everything at Canva. I mean, something else I'm missing that they do. Oh, a presentation. If you're doing presentations, if you're doing a resume, they have many options. So that's a great tool to kind of look at. And then, like last night, I posted a picture with me on the pulpit, and I told people I'm gonna declare that this week is the best week they've had this year. I mean, 7,500 people was engaging on that post. And my scriptures, usually the scripture that God gives me is usually pretty significant, at least 5,000 on a minimal, or 3,000 people is the minimal. So you actually have to, you know, whatever your brand is, you know, I'm not going to say yours need to be scriptures, but that's what mine is. Sometimes it's not scriptures, it's whatever that puts in my spirit. But write that camera down, write it down. Now I'm going to move a little further. If you want to do videos, you know, our smart devices, especially the iPhone, has come a long way. You can do videos now right on your smart device. You can actually go to your app store, and they got several editing formats to do. But if you're doing it on your laptop, one app is ScreenFlow, meaning ScreenFlow, F-L-O-W. Now, that's for a Mac computer if you got a Mac. Now, if you have a PC, it's Camtasia, C-A-M-T-A-S-I-A. Now, they give you a free trial. Usually that's 30 days. But ScreenFlow is $99 a year. And then Camtasia is $300 a year. I've used both, and they're very nice. I mean, you can create professional promotional videos. Also, if you have a Mac computer, you got iMovie. Now, iMovie is free. I mean, you know, bam, let the kids say. So iMovie, I don't know what the compliment on Android, but you can always Google to see what the compliment on an Android if it is an iMovie. Because iMovie, you can actually even I edit, me personally, we edit here at Good Deeds, our radio shows. That's why our radio shows are on several other platforms. So it actually works for video and also audio. Now, online, you know, we always have time management. I probably should have started off with that one first. Time management is very, very, very important. Our team, we use TimeTrade. And again, that is timetrade.com. They do have a free version that you can, if you need to actually schedule appointments, they give you up to 5 appointments per month. Please forgive me. 5 appointments per month. Now, if you want to buy the package, if you're doing something like, you know, like we are doing the radio show, that you send people a link, and boom, they actually schedule it. You know, that actually is $50 a year. And they actually have discounts. sometimes running around there. But it actually, you can actually brand it to your whatever service that you're getting people to schedule. If you're doing a coaching call, if you're doing a radio or TV platform, or you, and then and you can integrate it with Google. So actually, we have that integrated with my personal schedule as well. So time trade. Now, a lot of outsourcing. I have learned to outsource things. I mean, from a lot of stuff I've kind of outsourced, you know. But you can actually go to Fiverr.com, which I'm going to spell, Fiverr.com. And this is actually a global online marketplace. It offers offering tasks and services. You, and they start, guess what, as low as $5. Now, they've actually, I'm going to say a year that they've added a service fee. But still, you get, you can get a book cover, you can get somebody to write an article, you can get somebody to make you a video, you can, you know, you can, any promotional stuff you need, $5. Now, keep in mind that you need to make sure if you do any graphics, you need to, the editable file, meaning you can edit it, because if they send you an online version, that doesn't mean it will actually print. A printed flyer is totally different from what you put on social media. So kind of keep that in mind, that you got to have a PSD file if you want to know actually what file, if you want to actually print it at a store. Now, another thing is email marketing. Now, there's so much out there with email marketing. It's AWeber, you have MailChimp, you have Infusionsoft, you have so many. When you're sending out a lot of emails in one setting, you can send some of these platforms. I know with MailChimp, I think you can do up to 2,000, I think. I haven't used one, but I see other people, I think it's 2,000 people you can send emails to, and it's free. So check that out. It's pretty hard to change their template because, you know, all their stuff, since it's free, guess what? All the stuff's going to have MailChimp at the bottom, and you got to go by their rules because, you know, pretty much for free you're using their platform. So you got to go by their rules and regulations, you know, on that. But just think if you're just starting out, I mean, you can email 2,000 people a day, you know, which you don't want to. Let me just put a caveat. You don't want to email people every day. Most people do once a week, maybe twice a week. It kind of depends, you know, it's depending on your audience, okay, and how well you know them and how well they know you. So kind of research that. AWeber is low cost. Infusionsoft is the top of the gun. I mean, you can actually do three or four brands at one time, and it's your brand. It's not their brand at the bottom. But it's they have customer service 24 hours. If not online, they actually have it also on. You can call them directly, and they actually will walk you through a campaign. Meaning, if you're launching something, or launching a product or services, they'll walk you through it. Because if you notice, whenever you put your email on the opt-in page, don't you realize the screen usually pops up saying thank you. Then you get an email saying thank you again, and whatever you bought or whatever you got for free, you know, it comes within 15 minutes. That's automation, and that goes through the email marketing, okay? And another thing, I just want to say maybe a couple of more. The awesome platform we own is Block Talk Radio. You know, it's certain aspects of it is free, depending on when you're having your show. So you can, you know, I advise everyone to do a radio show. I mean, just make sure you stay true to it and, you know, and make sure you have the branding and have your mission and stay to your mission. And make the people you have on your show, you know your mission in life for your show. Also, you can do interviews via Skype. I've done a couple via Skype that I actually was interviewed, not the other way around. But use all these platforms. I mean, Blab is out there. It's connected with Twitter. You can do Facebook Live now. Most people to do that. The key is engagement. All this stuff we talked about, over 10 different things I talked about, is engagement, because you want people to know that you're authentic, that you're consistent, and you really want to impact people's lives so they can actually walk out their purpose in life, walk out their, you know, the things that they have been predestined that they were going to do in life. Because one thing you want to do is make sure you stay with your vision. So one of my challenges was delegate, but I have resolved that. I delegate as much as possible because I want to make sure I stay on the vision that has been predestined for me. Okay? That was the question that most people have sent. If you want me to answer something that I didn't address, please contact us through our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. If you want to know more about the publishing company, www.sundaypublishingcompany.com. Again, that is www.sundaypublishingcompany.com. If you want to know more about our nonprofit organization, please go to www.sundayfoundation.org. And that is www.sundayfoundation.org. And if I can, if you want prayer, if you want anything like that, you know, please don't hesitate. If you want to advertise, if you want to do some sponsorships, we actually, if you want to know more about the Manifestations Now book project, if you want to be part of that in regards of our media tour, our blog tour, our TV tour, and actually the actual release that will be here in Atlanta, send us an email through our website, and we will be on it very quick. We actually looking for other media personalities to share their platform, that we actually can be part of their platform in regards of interviewing the ladies, and also part of our red carpet event here in Atlanta. So if you want information about that, do that as well. We're looking also for book reviewers, if you want to review the book before everybody else. And we actually will be, you know, sharing your information and your, you know, with social media. And also some of them will actually have the honor of being in the book. But we'll have to kind of make sure we get those in a timely fashion because, you know, it's a deadline in regards to doing stuff like that. But I just want to let you guys know that. And we were actually one of our dear friends. Release, you know, they have a single release, and I just want to actually let you know that you do have a purpose, you do have a calling, you do have a reason that you're on earth right now. You have to do three things: believe, trust, and walk it out, because you do have dreams, you do have goals, you do have passion, and all of them will lead you to your destiny in life. And we want to end the broadcast today, the open forum, with the platform builder, Dr. Renee Sunday. It was an honor and a pleasure that so many people took advantage of this live and also would listen to the archive. But we're going to end the show listening to the awesome, the none other than When You Have a Dream, Dr. Kishma George. I've been talking so much, George, and the awesome Tamika Hall that's graced this song. And we will actually see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time.
To all the dreamers out there, this is your time to soar like never before. This is your time to dream bigger like never before. This is your time to birth forth your dream.